I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. China-U.S. relations remain tense this week. President Trump threatened to cut ties entirely with China in recent days. Now, the dynamic between these countries is complex, with tensions revolving around several factors: trade, finances, COVID-19, and technology, just to name a few. It's unclear how those policy changes will affect ministry. But Kurt Rovenstein of Bibles for China says their partners remain confident. Ask God to guide ministry leaders.
There's not much we can do about it other than pray that doors remain open. But from the very beginning, Bibles for China has relied upon the direction of the Holy Spirit and the opening of doors that are well beyond our ability to understand. And we're confident that'll continue to happen. God will open doors.
And as COVID-19 pandemic continues to reach into almost every corner of the world, trustworthy information can be difficult to identify. That's why organizations like Sat7, which broadcasts Christian programming in Arabic to the Middle East and North Africa, continues to keep their viewers informed. One of the most important demographics that they're reaching? Kids. Sat7 Academy provides dedicated educational programming for children. According to Sat7's Nicoletta Michael,
we brought together a micro society of today by shedding a light on the new and enduring challenges of the region and how the children are experiencing these new and enduring challenges.
Ask God to work in the hearts of Sat7's audience and pray that even during crisis, they could continue to chase after an academic and spiritual education. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochanga Badaiti. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.